November 1st, 2002, it's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, here on All Saints Day 2002, November 1st, Day of the Dead. Wild Halloween thing last night, Pumpkinhead. I play with Nels and Kevin, the Real Omai, my latest Stooges band, at Bigfoot Lounge in Los Feliz. And, well, Nels dressed as Curly Joe with some pillows, or just Curly. I shouldn't say Curly Joe, it's Curly.
there's
a difference. And Kevin Fitzgerald was on the drums dressed as Moe, and I couldn't find a Larry Fine wig. So I had to do what I've done twice before, get a pumpkin and cut the bottom out and hollow it out and be Ichabod Crane. It was Ichabod Crane and the Two Stooges. And it was really hard to do. There was no air. And couldn't get the mic in the mouth. You know, I couldn't see where it really was. And anyway, no excuses, it's fun. Halloween's only once a year, and who's not to say that that's the only day people are wearing costumes? You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
It's just when it's up front. Brother Matt here, Sister Me here in the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point.
Hello.
Pedro, Wild Kingdom Radio. Waiting on our special guest, Miss Petra Hayden, who is... late.
Should be arriving shortly.
I played Creedence there. I had Rock Power. This was a crazy week in some ways, you know. Tuesday I played this awards thing called the Shortlist in Hollywood at Henry Fonda Theater, and I got to play with Iggy Pop. I played bass, and these two cats from the Hives, Pell and Mike, played guitar, and Pete Yorn played drums. And it's the tail end of some awards thing, and we did I Want to Be Your Dog, No Fun, at TVI, and for me it was something else to get to play with Iggy. I mean, and he went off. He was spazzing and wailing and dancing and singing his heart out and swinging the microphone maybe 30 feet around, almost knocking me out, and I had to stay back with Pete there.
Still kicking ass.
And they got nervous. We were all nervous, you know. Those cats, I don't know. It was fun. It was a lot of energy, and God, what an honor. What an honor. It blew me away. And Ig, you know, 54 something years old and still in great shape, and he's very nice to me. Said a lot of nice things. And God, if I would have known as a boy that I would be playing with him. I mean, anyway, back to the Creedence thing. I brought Raw Power, the remix thing they did. And I opened the box and there's a Creedence CD. I guess the Raw Power must be sitting in the Creedence box, hopefully. You know, it was, like you said, a simple exchange. That was an idiot move on my part. Before that, we had Pointy Kitty's new thing. It's Coco Puff's new band with You're Late, which is for Petra because she is late. And we start off with John Coltrane, The Damn Don't Cry from the African Brass.
Brothers of Tijuana Brass.
It's a complete Africa Brass Sessions. Double CD. Hey, it's Friday in Pedro, so we're going to get a lot of noise, even with the sliding door closed like that. And these cats, I don't know, in other parts of their life, they're squished down. So when they're on the road, they want to be loud. I can't understand that. But maybe I can. Well, what's this? Oh, yeah, a CD a kid gave me. F-13. I love number names. You never know. But it's called When Humans Attack. Look at these guys. They're taking down the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, dismantled.
What's going on there? It's a kind of neat watercolor.
Like a little rape scene.
But, oh, yeah. Whoa. Well, we'll play some of that. But first we're going to play, because before the Iggy gig on Tuesday, Brother Wayne Kramer had this month-long residency at the Baked Potato in the Valley, you know, and he had me come up, and we did MC5 song, Looking at You. And we're going to play right here a song from his Citizen Wayne solo CD, which is the song he opened up with at that gig. Martha Davis was there. You remember her? The motels?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I didn't get to see her because I had to bail right after I got done playing with him.
That's a cool place. You have one of those big old potatoes.
I didn't try. I didn't have time. But it was a good thing. It was a neat vibe. And it ended there, but he's going to do it again in the come the new year, so I'll go up and play with him again.
Some cool folks.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't been there a long time. I saw Jazz there. Maybe Art Blakey, many, many moons ago. Okay, Wayne Kramer, Watt for Pedro Show.
Down. Speaking of welcome back. Okay, love you too. Hey, we're gonna do a song now. Definitely sing along. Thank you.
lover was likely to. Wanted for 50 states. Wanted for 50 days. I even wanted on Pluto. I'm the lover most likely to succeed in you. You're a burger. So what? You got a big old butt. Do you like my ass? I'm Sagittarius. I'm serious. Big old ass and a big old ring. It's my thing itself on center shelf. Santa couldn't fill my cock ring. And my name? Spell it. Ramsey, if you're keeping score. And if you have, your fingers are sore from adding up what the other guy's got. God knows!
He's got a lot.
Now here's the wind-up and the pitch to you. Come on, girl. You can't resist. An arrow adds you to my list. You're Virgo.
I'm a go-go.
You used to be a virgin, but not anymore. Now you're gaga over me, girl. Baby, you know the score.
John Dillinger, and hope he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeons, destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil.
Oops, fucked up. It's not how. Thanksgiving yet, so Bill Burrows, give us this one.
You can see it already, the jungle, Hilton's orchids bloom in the moonlight on the music. The bar with the orchids and a tank against one wall full of piranha fish. The management throws in live goldfish and pieces of raw meat. It's quite an attraction. The motel, souvenir shops and hamburger joints, drunken Indians, polluted rivers, the gritty bite of diesel fumes in front of the Manaus Opera House. Tourists posing with a boa constrictor. Terrible scandal. A big pop star in a jealous rage fueled by cocaine grabbed his girlfriend's Dorchard Terrier and threw it into the piranha tank. As the piranhas attacked the floundering dog, the hysterical starlet threw a heavy bronze ashtray which shattered the tank, spilling snapping fish and bloody water across the patrons as the disemboweled screaming dog dragged its intestines across the floor. Quite a scene it was, and of course there were plenty of cameras to freeze-dry this edifying spectacle for posterity and export. It's the little touches that make a future solid enough to be destroyed.
What from Pedro Show. Sorry about that screw up with Mr. Burroughs. I got to save that one for Thanksgiving, since it is a Thanksgiving prayer. Even though it's also for John Dillinger. Before that, we had Raymond Pettibone with the Syndrome Project, Sagittarius. And before that, Arthur Lee and Love, live from May Day of this year. The Shittin' Factory doing Live and Let Live. Arthur Lee and Love, back playing again. He's out of jail, spent many years.
Yeah.
It's wild. John Cale before that, Ready for War, and we started with Wayne Kramer, Dope for Democracy, here on the Watt from Pedro Show. Still waiting on Petra.
Took a long road.
Yeah. She's going to come here. She's going to play some records. She's going to sing for you, too, and play. And DJ Ty is supposed to come, too. But seen her in a couple months. Okay. Remember last show I played this thing by this guy named Bert. And a CD he gave me in Philly called Watt's Fucking Tunes by Me, Bitch. It's got him, the Rambo pose. Anyway, there's no titles to the songs. So I like the number 5. Let's go for that one, Watt from Pedro Show.
What the hell is wrong? with the world? What the hell is wrong with the world? What the hell? What the hell is wrong with the world? Doing the devil's work sure makes me hot and thirsty. I wish I had another 40-ounce bottle of laser, or perhaps a pitcher of Kool-Aid spiked with LSD. Oh my God! It's God! Reverendor, attend me! Yes, God. What can I do for you today, sir? Would you like to buy a Leghorn CD? No, Reverendor! I do not wish to buy a Leghorn CD, but I wish to let you know that what you did was not very nice. You mean the thing about, if my drums were up your ass, you... No! Not that! The thing about the girls in the camcorder in the hotel... No! Old hat! Old hat! I mean unleashing the ancient evil that is the Hucklebuck on this unsuspecting planet! Well, God, the kids want to do the Hucklebuck. They want to do the Hucklebuck, they want to do the Hucklebuck, and, you know, if you don't know how to do it, man... No! How dare you! How dare you, as a man of the cloth, bring the Hucklebuck upon this unsuspecting planet! You must atone! You must set things right! Okay, so, basically, I'm betting this involves me having a fillet of fish this Friday. I can do that! Can do! Can... No! No! The fillet of fish thing is a scam! Are you sure? Because I was actually reading the internet rumors that say Jesus is just a fictional character created by McDonald's so they can sell more fillet of fishes during lunch. No! We're not here to argue theology. We're here to argue morality. The morality of the Hucklebuck. You must atone. You must atone. Okay. Don't do the Hucklebuck.
Do the Hucklebuck! sun is out on a cloudless day, and the birds are singing their song. Little dark, come into your heart. May it warm you and keep you strong. Joy and cheer and the misleading drug of distraction. Little dark, come into your heart to find answers. There can be no satisfaction. There's the other side of too much focus, the inward calm of the soul. Little dark, come into your heart. You need rest to bring out the gold.
Magic Band.
Black
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Captain Beefheart live on the Top Gear BBC show, 1968. Correct the Mistakes before that by Clean Plate Club, the Lincoln, Nebraska band. Let a Little Dark into Your Heart, Urinals from their 98 demo. F13, that band with the wild artwork on their CD. Louder, Faster, Harder, Shorter. Brave Captain before that with Where Is My Head, God versus EGR from Reverend Norb. And we started with the unknown titled song, because he didn't write anything on there, from Bert. Coming to the end now, the first hour, November 1, 2002, Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. November 1st, 2002, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
sometimes I'm blue. My disposition, it depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies, as long as I can find the sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you and sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's just because I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? Say I'm so happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, but then again, I hate you, baby. But when I hate you, it's simply because I love you. That's how I am. That's how I am. That is exactly how I am. So Shadoo-ba-doo-wop, shadoo-dee-dee-doo-ya, shabba-doo-bee-doo-ya, dum-ba-dee-ba, shadoo-doo-ya-doo-ya-doo.
Watt from Pedro Show, start of the second hour here, off with some live Flaming Lips from, I don't know, like 15 years ago. Wayne gave me this cassette, some stuff on it, and that was a live thing called Out for a Walk, and then 7-inch Kill Rock Stars featuring Lil Pitt, which is me on the stand-up bass, Talia singing. We had Steve Perkins on the drums and Leo Chelyapov on clarinet, and still waiting on DJ Talia and Petra. You got a call, right, Brother Matt?
Yeah. Says should be here.
Yeah. So I don't know if they'll make this show. Anyway, what we do have here is Brother Matt, and he's bringing you another installment of the Spin Cycle.
Cool. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro show, that's William Parker with dedication from his Testimony solo CD. Before that we had Yardbirds with Jess Boogie, Jeff Beck. Coming right out of Brother Matt's Spin Cycle. Thank you very much.
Cool. Yeah. 2.5 minutes.
Okay. And, yeah, the ambient Pedro sounds. Everybody with a motorcycle likes to come down to Pacific, huh? On the way to Walkers. Yeah. And, of course, if you're not loud, you're not alive. So I guess I'm the same way with my bass. I have to say, sometimes it is hard to play when it's all little. Like with Wayne Kramer Tuesday, the amp the guy had was so, had no bottom or anything. And so it was like I was miming it. And I hit the headstock on the cymbal stand or something and whacked the G all out of tune. I couldn't even tell. I couldn't hear. And that was a higher one. But it was, especially when it went to the low notes, I couldn't tell what I was doing. So I just tried to be all dramatic and, you know, help Wayne out. Maybe because I'm going deaf. Last night, with that pumpkin on my head, it resonated really strange with Nels' guitar. It was like, all I could hear was this inside that head, you know? And a lot of my voice couldn't get out the mouth hole, and it was inside there, too. It was like a boy in the bubble. It's really strange, really. But I like Halloween because, as I was saying before, you know, who's not to say we're not wearing costumes all year round? And I guess one day a year we call each other on it. So, okay, coming on the end here of another second part of November 1st, 2002, All Saints Day edition of Watt from Pedro Show. DJ Talia came, so after Fourth Tower Inverness, we'll be hearing her. Okay, hold tight. November 1st, 2002, third hour, Watt from Pedro Show. Here is part 14 of the Fourth Tower of Inverness.
Darkness shrouds the old Victorian mansion set high upon the mountaintop overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Clouds move swiftly across the moon. In the stillness of the night, a form can be seen creeping slowly, cautiously through the dark, silent halls of Inverness.
Shoot!
Finally, it stops. Reaching, feeling beneath the woodwork, it finds a small ivory oval button. It presses the button. A panel slides open. It steps through, carefully maneuvering a 12-foot aluminum extension ladder.
Darn.
Fortunately, the maneuvering is not too difficult, for the ladder is collapsible. Eventually, he makes it through into the inner passageway between the walls. He closes the panel behind him and continues down the inner passage. His way is lighted by candles, rows of candelabras shaped like human arms. Each candelabra holds 6 long white tapers. He's now in the realm of the Madonna Vampira, the strange, pale, beautiful creature that lives within the walls of Inverness. The Madonna Vampira usually sleeps by day and moves by night. Half saint, half devil, half Madonna, half vampire. This strange, exotic woman, her long, slender body, her pale, milk-white skin, her jet-black hair, dark green eyes, and face of the Madonna, casts a fascinating spell upon men who foolishly think they can possess such a creature. She is not a fairy tale vampire with vulgar painted fangs that pierce into the soft veins of her victims. No, she is an astral vampire, one who slowly sucks the energy from her victims until their minds lay like so many bleached and broken bones scattered at her doorstep. Jack Flanders is aware of all this. He's been light on his feet, always presenting a moving target. And while he dodged, they'd become friends. He almost trusts her. Almost.
Fancy meeting me here.
Going to the fireman's ball?
Oh, you mean the ladder. No, actually, I plan to scale the fourth tower.
Why do you wish to do that? Because it's there?
Well, ever since man began to build towers, there's been some bloke who wanted to climb them, you see.
Aren't there steps?
Yeah. But I prefer the German school of tower climbing. Straight up the side. It's quicker.
Which side?
The inside.
There are steps, you know.
Well, how do you know?
I read it in a book.
Hey, where is that book, anyway?
I borrowed it from Lady Jowls and lent it to Dr. Missoula.
Well, what else did it say?
I don't know. I became bored.
Oh, come on. You must remember something else.
No, that's all.
Well, thanks anyway.
You're leaving so soon?
Yep, it's climbing time. I'll see you.
Wait. I do remember something else.
Yeah? What?
Would you care for a cup of tea?
I just had one. Thank you.
How about a liverwurst on rye?
No, thanks. It's a little too heavy for climbing.
How about a really rare, exotic delicacy?
What?
Me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, not tonight. I have a tower to climb.
Did you ever read The Master Builder?
Ibsen? Mm. Well, sure. Why?
Mm. I don't know. I just wondered if you ever read anything.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna battle with you now. I'll see you.
There are 12 levels within the tower.
12 levels?
Every level is a world in itself.
Really?
That's what the book said. And it can be dangerous.
You mean demons and things?
The real danger is orientation. Your mind expects things to be a certain way. They won't be, at all. Your mind will strive to make sense out of what you'll see, trying to create some logical pattern. This pressure may cause the mind to burst apart, and you'll be insane for the rest of this life.
Well, maybe I should take along a crash helmet.
I'm serious. Also, since you're taking your body, there may be creatures that want to enter your body.
Oh, what would they want this thing for? It's sturdy, but there's only room for one.
No. There's room for many. A clairvoyant may see many people plaguing an insane person.
Okay, I'll plug up all my holes.
I really am serious about this.
All right, what else?
Don't worry. Be happy.
Oh, great. Now she tells me to be
worrying
happy.
Worrying will attract negativeness. Positive attracts positive. But it's all right, because since you were able to withstand the maze and keep you cool, you'll be just fine.
Well, thanks.
There's better ways to thank me.
How?
Set that ladder down. Take me in your arms and kiss me, obviously.
Look, it's not that I don't find you attractive. It's just that I have more important things to do.
You lily-livered little sneak.
Now, wait a minute.
You sniveling, snotty little cretin.
Look, I really like you, but...
We'll see how good you are at always keeping a moving target. Try this! And this!
Watch it! Feet, do your stuff.
I hope the demons pluck your eyes out and use them for marbles. And may they use your rib cage for a trampoline. And your pelvic bone to scrape the slime from off their paws. Oh, Jack.
What?
Good luck.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have worked
Here's Return of DJ Talia.
Ja, it's thy life and thy salvation, which I fear. When the new God from upon thy beautified face, we shall stumble and fall. The wash rise up again, time this life is transient. Cause one thing have I to say of Jah, that life is after. That I and I might dwell in the house of Jah Rastafari, all days of my life. To the old beauty of Jah, and to inquire in his senses. For in time of trouble, that shall sit there up on a rock. My head will lift up above my enemies. Round about them. My protection, the sun shall not smite thy vitae, nor the moon by night. Yeah, that shit I going out and I come in from the sky. So great is the Lord God, Jah. Great is the praise we speak of our God. In the mountain of golden earth, beautiful body, great and desire of the world, the Messiah. On the side of the north, we get the great king, God of the power, I joy. Bring down with you.
Wonderland's about to shatter my hand. I'm in command. question is the motivation hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real. But compared to what? Said the president that he's died at war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives a rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling up with pride, telling what he thinks is right. But he must be some kind of stupid nut. You try to make it real. Try to make it real, yeah. Try to make it real, real, real.
Thank you. Bless her.
Bless her.
Your mercy, Lord God. Father God, help us not be stagnated with the word of God. Help us, Lord, that we can stand brilliant as soldiers in the Lord's army.
Thank you very much, DJ Talia. The return. And she'll be here next week, too. Here's some Steve Earle.
Around. Said I'm the next big thing to get
if thy brain comes directly from God, so ain't no holding me down. So he crowned himself king. Now no one remembers his name, but the seed that he sowed took the show on the road. There's blood on their hands and a plague on the land. They drew a line in the sand and made the last stand. So God made us in his image, and it's in God that we trust. When asked about the men that died by the hands, said ashes to ashes and dust to dust.
Whoops. That was a bunk one. Here's some J Mass.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Blonde Redhead with Girl Boy. Jay Maskus before that Set Us Free on from his new record. And that was a bad Marshall Ball song there. I have a better one, but I spaced and forgot to get rid of this one. So that was Louisiana 1927 in this screwed up version. Sorry about that. And we started with Steve Earle, something off his new record. Bet you never thought you'd hear Steve Earle on Watt from Pedro Show. But we play everything. And, yeah, we turn to DJ Talia, thank you. And next week she'll be back, and we'll have Petra for a whole gig, whole show, Watt from Pedro Show, with special guest Petra. And she's going to sing and play violin and play records. She just made a new album with Bill Frisell and all that. So next Friday. Thank you very much, Brother Matt, for the essential assistance in your spin cycle. And I go to San Francisco and San Rafael tomorrow. I have a lot of gigs this month. Kind of worn out already. It was hard playing with that punk in life. It's still in my nose. There's shreds. When I was pedaling this morning, I still pedaled and it was all in me. All got hard in my hair. But I love pumpkins, so it wasn't that bad. I love the taste. It was all in my mouth. It was a tough gig. But still, I love Halloween. And Nels and Kevin were great, so... Okay, till next time. This is the end of the November 1st, All Saints Day, 2002 edition of Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.